Hey, well, it's summertime, and we've been noticing a bunch of stuff. A bunch of our coworkers here, two of the ladies in the office, have got this big, giant inflatable water slide stair thing, pool. You blow it up. It's gigantic. It costs like $400.
Yeah, when did this stuff start getting so grandiose? Things that you would find at a water park, you're now just putting in your backyard.
And then Target's also got a 20-foot water slide that you can buy, which I may pull. I don't have a lot of room for all that, but damn, that would be fun to figure out a place to put it.
Let me see if I can pull up the thing that we were thinking about getting for the kids.
I remember I had this little clown that his hair would flop around.
Horrifying. Yeah, here it is. Found it. Oh, wow. They reduced the price. Damn it. Now I might have to get it. It's called the Little Tykes Slam and Curve Slide.
Let me see that.
It goes for, come on, Amazon. It goes for $300. Right now it's on sale for $270.
That's the one. There's a bigger one.
There's a bigger one?
It's two-sided.
Yeah, okay. Essentially what this is, it's one of those big yard inflatables that has, the whole thing inflates like a moon bounce, and you crawl up one side, and you slide down. There's a little splash pool. You'll even notice right in the center, they kind of tucked in a basketball hoop for you to be able to play with. And the issue is, why I don't want to get it, and I know the kids deserve it, it's almost the end of the summer year for them, or school year for them, is that they have a moon bounce, and then that damn thing will stay outside for like 4 days.
Yeah.
Grass gets yellow.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets funky, and Mom and I are the only ones that deflate it, wrap it up, stuff it, dry it off, and put it back in.
But
it's a little
and they're
rich.
Expensive. So we thought, what kind of DIY hacks are you doing out there for your summer entertainment?
Oh, okay. I get it. We used to take a tarp.
Tarp for a water slide. It's always a good one.
Tarp for a slip and slide.
Makeshift pool. Back of the pickup truck.
Yeah.
Or
I've never done that, but I've seen pictures of that.
Yeah.
Or just a hole in the ground.
Dig a hole. Fill it up.
Did you, Hannah, in your neck of the woods, God's country, did you guys just dig holes in the ground and paw fill it up with creek water?
I mean, not every year or anything like that.
But it's happened.
Actually, we made swings every year. Like whether it was a big twig or something that we tied to a rope, or if we came across some wood or something, we always made tree swings.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, we never
had
a tree strong enough.
Yearly summer thing.
We had these bitchy little willows in my front yard that it couldn't hold up a kitten without the branch bending. So we're going to talk to Keith, and then we're going to talk to you. 410-338-1098. They're selling these huge 20-foot-long slip and slides. Man, you must have some property. They're selling gigantic $550 inflatables. They're selling expensively nice above-ground pools, but you say, nay, uh-uh. Gonna DIY it, gonna do it myself. I don't need to buy a big green egg. I can just flip a metal trash can upside down, put a bunch of charcoal on top of it, and grill my ribeyes that way.
Phone lines lighten up.
Damn.
410-338-1098. We had a bunch of coworkers buying all these things. Mudge, Justin's significant other wants him to buy this thing. They're big inflatables. They go in the backyard. They cost like $300-$400 now.
You hook them up to a hose.
And whatever happened to the day, just turn it on the sprinkler.
Running through the damn sprinkler. That was the best. And by the way, I introduced my kids to that last year. Never had a better time.
Yeah, I did it with Stella last year. The front yard, you're just hopping through the sprinkler for an hour.
That's it.
Nowadays, you got to drop 500 on some sort of blow-up thing that'll pop in a week.
And the thing's going to kill your lawn. No one's going to put it away but you. Birds are going to crap all over the thing. So instead of doing that, buying the big grill, the big pool, the big slip and slide, what are you just hunkering down and saying, nah, I can make that? 410-338-1098. Let's go to Alex in Cecil County. Alex, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Josh, Superfly, Spiegel, how we doing, man?
Good, thank you.
So I've got, we bought a fire pit, you know, to have campfires in, out in the backyard, and that broke. So we bought another one, and that one also broke.
See?
And we were on our third one, and they all just are very cheaply made, and then they're under heat, and then they become weaker. So I Frankensteined all three of mine together to make this mega fire pit. And it's held up so well. And it's like, I'll never have to buy another one because I've got this mega one that's, you know, stronger than ever.
Yeah, that's the racket with those things, by the way.
It's like the Voltron of fire pits.
Exactly. It's this big, horrible Frankenstein. Please kill me. They look beautiful in the store. I bought one. I bought a cheap-ass one.
Junk nowadays.
Dude, that thing rusted in one rain. The grill on top, the, what am I looking at here? Not the vent? Whatever the dumb lid of that thing. It was not fireproof. The thing burned up in one fire. And the box has a picture of the lid on it while the flame is going on. So it says it's meant to be. That thing is a rotting, crusty piece of rusted S in my backyard now. Yes, make a new one. Let's go to Danny in Frederick talking about that summertime backyard DIY stuff.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
Good. So I bought like one of those hot tubs that you blow up and you see them on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it up this winter because I wanted the snow flying, little hot tub action.
Yeah.
Well, my power bill after I left that sucker outside heating was $700.
Oh! Idiot. No. Don't tell you about that when you buy it,
no.
Do they?
No.
Damn,
no.
Son.
Was it
worth it? Was it worth it?
Was it nice? I mean, was it nice?
Fantastic.
What? Damn it, right. He broke up. Yeah, I think he said it was very nice.
DIY phone. Let's go to... the hell is this? Chris in Pasadena. What'd you build?
So, my apologies. I guess this is more of the inside of the house. I basically collect pallets, build stuff for and out of it. And I'm basically building a pallet wall behind my bed. Have you ever, like, Pinterest pallet walls for your house?
Yeah, this is... I was going to say, you are a basic bitch. You are a... You Pinterest little bitch.
You're a basic bitch.
Yeah.
This reeks, this reeks of Pinterest.
Yes, this reeks of a Pinterest thing that you saw that it does not look
it
the
won't
same
look
way.
Good.
It will not look the same. I bet this thing looks...
It's going to look like a forklift crashed in your bedroom.
Yes, it's going to look like some post-apocalyptic shelter. Yeah, I've seen them. Mudge got a hair up her ass a while ago.
I remember you were collecting pallets for her. I remember that.
We had so many pallets. So many stupid rotting pallets.
Yes.
You know where they are? Still in my backyard.
Oh.
Hidden behind the shed. Whoever buys that house next, woe be you. You're getting a bunch of free pallets. All right. We're going to go ahead and turn down this. We're going to turn this up. Linda in Hampstead. I'm just going to read what's written on the screen, okay?
Okay.
It says you're building a naked room.
Well,
what?
What?
I'm there.
Yes, I am. I'm out in Hampstead. Good morning, 98 Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're naked ass.
What is Linda? What's going on over there?
So, I'm just going to build myself a naked room out there. 4 king size sheets, real easy to put up. Tether the corners.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bathtub on Hampstead Marketplace. Shout out to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's practically free.
Yeah.
And I can just dip in after I'm in the garden. And I got a naked room. A
little naked outdoor tub action.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like those tubs in the Cialis commercials with a guy that can't get it up and his patient wife are sitting there at the dock.
Yes.
Yes.
If my husband's listening to this, yes. I'm sorry he keeps saying, you're making a Cialis room? Yes, I am.
When you're out there in that garden, you get dirty, don't you, Linda?
Yeah.
You get real dirty in that garden.
Stinking up that room, huh? Guys get a little sex scent
you get
out
all dirty,
there.
Linda?
I'm going to pick up some vitamin D.
Yeah.
What's the dirtiest part of you?
Uh-huh. Well, you guys,
I get it.
Have a great day.
We got it.